Wow, it's a full church today. It's wonderful. When David asked me to come up and speak, it brought back some memories of, you know, David was at HeartMath for many years directing our Heart Empowerment Division. We worked closely together. And I haven't been up here, even though he's invited me from way back when he started, since. So this is my first time. And it's a beautiful, beautiful church. I want to congratulate you and thank you all for a wonderful environment you've created and built here. And in fact, I realize I haven't been in a church of any kind in 20 years, probably. And the last one was a Unity church that I spoke at. And it's only because I've been, in, you could say, in the Church of Spirit on other dimensional levels and working very closely with HeartMath, well, part of that. And David asked me to talk about the dimensional shift going on. And I think we all know there's something going on, whatever we want to call it. No matter the groups I talk to throughout the world, in any country, they all know and they all say something's going on. We don't know what's going on, but we feel it. And of course, you look at the news and how we're all interconnected on the internet and TV and all that. We have constant input of whatever the media decides to feed us. And that creates an imprint, an impression in the global field environment, in the global network of people, billions of people watching. And then, of course, you combine that with our historical upbringing in whatever aspect of society or nation or religion or culture we've been brought up in, and we're looking through that lens, that worldview, while we're all being exposed to fairly similar worldviews in the global media. And you step back and you go, okay, that's what's happening down here. In this dimensional level. Now, on the higher dimensional levels, for the people who may call themselves light workers or not call themselves anything, but they just have really developed their heart, they're tuning in to different frequencies and energies that are coming in to this planetary system. And if you compare notes on the downloads, which is sort of a new spiritual techie word that you may have heard, of intuitive inspiration, people comparing notes are getting the same inspiration, the same radio station, the same media broadcast from the other dimension, which is basically there is a shift going on, and it's wonderful. It's a global shift where universal source, planetary energies are being infused by universal source. It is time for our planet, for Mother Earth, and all its inhabitants to move to another lighter dimension. It's been predicted for thousands of years, but to be right in the middle of it and experience it, and if you're called to facilitate it, it makes it a lot easier to go through the experience of it. Because if you resist the energies coming in, it creates more stress backwash. Because these energies are all from our higher self. They're not out to get us. They're who you are. They're who we are. They're who I am. So it's this alignment and synchronization within our own nervous system, heart, brain, nervous system, with our own soul or spirit or whatever one wants to call that, but just getting into alignment, mentally, emotionally, physically, allows us to experience more flow. And in HeartMath, when we teach people HeartMath in the world, in the military, in schools, and businesses, we don't ever talk about the spiritual levels I'm talking about right now. We don't have to. We talk about the importance of getting your heart, brain, and nervous system in sync so that you can be healthier, so that the hormonal system is more balanced, the immune system is more enhanced, you think clearer. Getting your heart rhythms in sync activates your higher cortical functions, your executive decision-making areas, so you see a bigger picture. You make better decisions. You have less stress. You're more creative. All of these are benefits that almost every human being yearns for or wants. And whether you're in the flow or out of the flow, and all of us these days, even if we're 40-year meditators like myself, can find those days where you wake up and you think it's the wrong side of the bed and you just feel this angst or anxiety or these rhythms that are weird. Anybody? And you wonder, what's wrong? What have I not done? Oh, my God. You know, what haven't I done? And I'm here, as others are, to share with you, please don't do that to yourself. These energies pulse in and they're gifts, but we have to integrate them into our hearts and minds and bodies. We are being infused. The we is the collective humanity and every animal and plant and everything, because it's part of lifting the vibration of the planet and reducing the density. That's bringing more light in. We sing the chants about light and bringing that in and joy. It's the real thing happening in people everywhere. So this calls for extra compassion, extra patience, extra kindness to yourself and others. That's why I invited you all to ask your hearts in that coherent field environment, how can you be one thing kinder to yourself or somebody else this week? Because kindness is a power frequency in the shift. Kindness is a texture, it's a feeling. We all love it, we want more of it, we know how good it feels to give it. And so I really am here to share with you that if you just focus on kindness to yourself and others as a feeling, as a frequency, you will create more flow and less stress in your life and for others. And that's a big gift in the shift to yourself and others. A few other tips in this dimensional shift. It's going to speed up, and you go, oh my God, can it get any faster? Time is speeding up, literally, because energetics are speeding up, so our perception of time and how our emotional systems particularly can adjust to the energy is part of the rock and roll, and part of why we can wake up in the morning feeling, what's going on? It's just our energy bodies adjusting. If you can tell yourself that and not add drama to it and not add the big deal and the musing and the wondering and the worrying and what's gone wrong and what do I do and what's wrong with me, nothing. Nothing is wrong with you. Go back to your heart, because that's where the door of guidance and the door of facilitation, and that's where these energies integrate. The heart is the center of the seven chakra system, and it's designed on the energetic level to integrate energies. So going back to the heart frequently, just referencing back to your heart. And if there's pain there, ease it out. Love it. Be kind to it as an energy that's in motion. And that'll start to move the energy. That'll start to move it through so that it flows through you, and then you can be vehicles for more of the refined energies coming in that are really nurturing, that are inspiring, that are guiding you to your fulfillment in this time. A couple other tips. With the energy speeding up and time speeding up and everybody feeling that they're already on fast forward, if you go back to the heart, you can find a rhythm. You can slow the vibratory rate and find a rhythm that you can move through this dance. And in the heart can guide you if you listen to that rhythm. And we're going to talk this afternoon in the workshop about ways to move while it's moving, to adjust to the rhythm, some new heart math tools or perspectives that we've been using at heart math. The other thing that's really, really genuinely important to understand is that we're all going to get out of rhythm at times. You know, you might be a dancer and you get out of rhythm, or a musician, you get out of rhythm, you get back in. You don't sit there beating yourself up for getting out of rhythm. That's part of the security that the heart will guide you in the shift to know it's really okay. Have compassion when that feeling, because it's an old survival imprint of third dimensional living. It's not bad. Why do we have those feelings? It's part of how evolution grew on the planet for self-protection and survival. We don't need that anymore. We're growing out of that into a new heart intelligence of intuitive guidance that will guide us. Now, how do you know if that's your heart guiding you or something else? How do you really know? You can ask, because the facilitation here is stronger than ever to have a louder voice. If you genuinely ask for a prompter, that's a word we use at HeartMath, ask for your prompter. My grandma used to call it a little birdie on her shoulder, you know, whisper. But that prompter can be there as long as you're using your inner monitor, another heart math term, which is you're asking, you're being aware, not from the mind, but from the heart, monitoring your energies. And that prompter coming in will guide you to say, I don't think you want that extra piece of chocolate. It's only going to buzz you out, and then you're going to start going active in the mind, and then you're going to start draining energy, and you're not going to be happy. I mean, little things like that. And the real security that we develop anytime, but especially in these shifting energies, is that security that comes when we know we're flowing in the heart and that inner guidance is, that prompter is guiding us and we're following that heart. That brings in such a feeling of confirmation and affirmation from within. The real affirmation is our heart affirming yes. And eventually as you practice listening to your heart and following your heart, that prompter's voice gets louder and louder. And when we decide not to follow it because we just didn't want to, or then the voice just gets quieter and quieter. And we pick up the pieces. And in the dimensional shift, that backwash energy gets stronger and stronger. And it's not meant for us to go into guilt, which is the old third dimensional standard way of dealing with that when you didn't do what you knew you were supposed to or your conscience said. It's really more clinical than that. Okay, that wasn't energy efficient. Okay, let's adjust. In other words, so what? Get back to your heart, reboot, and move on. Because your heart and brain and mind and nervous system are really like a computer. They're really that simple. If your computer snags, thankfully it doesn't have the intelligence to beat itself up. Right? We just go boink, restart, reboot, restart, tap our foot, get impatient, but finally it reboots itself and it's back on track. That's how we need to respect our internal instruments. We don't need to drain the energy or create all these immune system problems or hormonal problems by all that self-beating. When that happens, replace the feeling with compassion. It's a frequency. Everything's a frequency in the next dimension. It's very depersonalized, even though it's very personal, loving, and fulfilling. It's a frequency. So as we move more into that awareness through our own energy management, listening to the prompter, following the prompter, oops, no big deal. Get back on track when you fall off. When you're out, get back in. It gets that simple. Then you can move while it's moving, and you move with the energies of the shift, and the facilitation is right there. There is nobody upstairs judging you or telling you that you need to be bad or in a corner and suffer because you didn't follow your heart. That's old school stuff, old way of learning. It's about, okay, get back in the heart, back on track. And yes, it's going to take a little while to build back up the energy because you drained it. And that's where we get stuck a lot. We're not always patient enough realizing it's energy I drained. Okay, I need to build back up my reservoir. And that's going to take a while. So stay in a soft heart. Put out ease and care, be kind, and the energies will come back in. So these are just a few tips for the shift, energies, and how to move through this, how to move through the dimensionality. But we're all in it together, so we may as well compare notes, facilitate each other, because it's listening to our own hearts. Sometimes in this growth process, we don't always know what's the heart and what's the old head and what's the learn beliefs that aren't necessarily the higher guidance. That's why we have each other. That's where we can share vulnerably with someone else, and they can say, well, here's how my heart would look at that. We're all in this together. And through that, we come into the true field of oneness. Not just conceptually, but the real field of oneness that we all truly are. So thank you so much. I look forward to continuing this afternoon with the workshop on Move While It's Moving, for those of you who can come.